The federal government has a new budget headache to deal with, and that's thanks to events in Europe. The carbon price in the European Union has slumped to less than $4 a tonne after the European Parliament voted against a proposal to act to reverse the plummeting figure. That is posing a problem for the federal government, which had planned to move to a floating carbon price in 2 years linked to the EU scheme. Treasury officials here have raced back to the drawing board, as Anna Henderson reports from Canberra.
Under Labor, Australia will move from the fixed carbon price of $23 a tonne to a floating emissions trading scheme in 2 years. It would be linked to the world's biggest emissions trading scheme operating in the European Union. But the EU carbon price has plunged. In 2008, carbon permits were selling for €25 a tonne. But in the past 24 hours, the price has dropped below €2.60 after the European Parliament rejected an emergency plan that would have forced companies to pay more for polluting. That's now close to $4. Treasury had forecast the international price in 2015 would be between $29 and $61. The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says the most recent figures show that's far from reality, and he maintains the lower numbers have blown a hole in Treasury forecasts.
In 2015-16, the government has budgeted $29 a tonne. And yet today in Europe it's trading at less than $4 a tonne. That, if the European price today is to be applied to the budget, then there will be a budget hole of at least $7 billion in just 1 year.
The Federal Climate Change Minister, Greg Combe, says the budget will be amended.
This year's budget will include a revised forecast for a carbon price in 2015-16 in Australia.
But he says the move to an emissions trading scheme is still 2 years away.
Once the Australian emissions trading scheme from the 1st of July 2015 links with the European market, that means we'll have a common carbon price with 31 other countries. And so obviously the price in the European market has an influence on the Australian price at that time. But that's 2 years away and a lot of things can happen between now and then.
Just how much the May budget will be affected remains unclear. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and the Treasurer, Wayne Swan, aren't prepared to say.
Look, we'll update budget figures and parameters at the appropriate time, which is budget night.
We'll examine that in the context of preparing all of our forecasts for the budget. We always go back and look at the assumptions that underpin those forecasts, and we'll do that in the usual way.
The Greens leader, Christine Milne, is confident the downturn in the European Union carbon price is not permanent.
I think it would be foolish for people to think the price will stay low indefinitely.
Some analysts are warning the uncertainty in the market will stop businesses from heavily investing in technology to mitigate their carbon footprint. But Christine Milne disagrees.
If businesses gamble on a low carbon price in 2015 and don't make the transformation that they could make now, they stand to lose out very badly, because the science tells us that this is the critical decade, that we have to reduce emissions much more substantially than is even being talked about at the moment, and much faster.
The Coalition plans to scrap the carbon tax if it wins government in September. The Coalition's environment spokesman, Greg Hunt, says the EU's slump should prompt the government to ditch the tax now.
If they want to bring legislation into the House, we'll amend it to scrap the carbon tax. That's what we want. And on a day when the carbon tax is in chaos, on a day when the European system to which this government has tied itself is in chaos, I think they ought to acknowledge they've mucked it up.
Julia Gillard remains steadfast about the government's plan.
We are doing what we said we would when we legislated for carbon pricing. We are in the fixed price phase of the scheme, and we will move to emissions trading on the 1st of July 2015.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, there, ending Anna Henderson's report.